Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Monday and the first full week of the new year. How's everyone doing? Did y'all have a good weekend? I hope you did, and I hope your Monday's been good to you. Man, what a crazy weekend. The kids are finally recovered from the flu, and then bam, I went down like a ton of bricks. I thought I was doing good. A little sniffle here and there, but you know, not too bad. Then I woke up Friday morning and I knew those body aches weren't just my usual aches and pains. But thankfully, I think I'm over the worst of it now. Hopefully y'all are healthy and well physically and mentally. Don't forget, push those fluids, wash your hands, and get plenty of rest. Ain't nobody got time for the flu. But you know what we do have time for? Today's show. Now, let's get to it. I think in my fever dream state, my brain went a little haywire. I went to the refrigerator to get something to drink, and you know what popped into my mind? Celebrity food trends and viral recipes. What inspired this thought, you may ask? A can of tuna. Back in 2019, Adrienne Bailon took the world by storm with her tuna salad recipe. Adrienne said she was in high school when she discovered this unconventional way to make her tuna. Adrienne said she wanted a way to elevate her tuna salad, so she took a glass of fruit punch and poured some into her tuna salad, and she was hooked. I did try it. In all honesty, it wasn't bad. I mean, I'm not going to dunk my entire sandwich in it like Adrienne does, but a little splash of fruit punch and tuna, not too bad. One sandwich I do like to dunk is a PB&J into a cold glass of milk. Ugh, something about it just slaps. Now, Adrienne's tuna salad is a thing of the past, and Matthew McConaughey's tuna is now the reigning champion, and it's doing all right, all right, all right. Matthew's tuna is far from the normal of tuna salad. You know, normal tuna salad to me is tuna, mayo, dill pickle, maybe a little bit of chopped onion. But the list of ingredients for Matthew's tuna salad, I hope you have some time and you're a very fast writer. Here we go. A good can of tuna. Now, I'm a little bit of a tuna snob. I don't like the regular chicken of the sea. I do prefer the chunk white albacore tuna in water, but use whatever you're used to, whatever you like. It's your recipe, you're eating it, not me, so, you know, whatever makes you happy. Along with the good can of tuna, Matthew uses lemon juice, vinegar, mayo mixed with wasabi, chopped red onion, chopped dill pickle, jalapeno potato chips, corn, and frozen peas, thawed, not actually frozen, and some chopped apple for sweetness. Sean and I did try this viral tuna salad, and I'm sorry, I've still got to give it to Adrienne. Hers was by far my favorite. I'm sorry, Matthew, it just wasn't for me. It doesn't mean that it's not good. It's just not my thing. And like Sean always said, if everybody liked the same thing in the world, it would be pretty boring. Variety really is the spice of life. It's funny because I was drawing a blank on Adrienne's name when I was talking to Sean about today's topic. I said, man, I cannot remember her name. I know she was one of the cheetah girls. Sean gave me a very confused look and said, I don't know what a cheetah girl is. I know somewhere someone's hot pink cheetah print heart just broke, but don't worry. I did take him down a trip of Disney Lane cheetah girl movies and other famous Disney Channel movies. Man, I remember being so excited for new Disney original movies coming out on the weekends. My family would all get together and get some pizza or some fast food, and we would all watch the movie and just hang out. We used to do the same thing for the weekend lineup of Family Matters, Step by Step, and Boy Meets World. Now that you've all went down a trip with me down my memory lane, let's get back to the food. Just like me, to come back to food. But honestly, food is such an important part of my love language. I love feeding people and seeing them full and happy. It just warms my heart. If tuna salad isn't your thing, or you're trying to eat something a little bit lighter, you should check out Kim Kardashian's La Scala chop salad or Jennifer Aniston's Mediterranean inspired salads. They both look absolutely delicious. If you like chickpeas, pretty key component in both of these salads. I think we might have to be, you know, grabbing up some ingredients and making some of that this weekend. It looks fantastic. Or if you're just looking for a way to maybe jazz up your turkey sando, you should definitely make the viral TikTok grinder salad. This is great for sandwiches, but it's also pretty dang good with just some potato chips or tortilla chips as a dip. The TikTok grinder salad is made using mayonnaise, garlic grated or minced, red wine vinegar, dried oregano, kosher salt, freshly ground black pepper, red pepper flakes, iceberg lettuce thinly sliced, a thinly sliced white onion, and thinly sliced banana peppers. Dang it. Now I want a sandwich. A viral TikTok snack I tried with the kids was a bell pepper that you cut and clean out the core and you stuff it with cream cheese and Takis. Ugh. I know it sounds weird, but it was so good. Did anyone try the frozen grapes rolled in Kool-Aid powder? If you haven't, a word of caution. Lightly roll them in the Kool-Aid powder. Do not go ham like I did. I had way too much Kool-Aid powder on them, and not only was it intensely sour, but I inhaled some of the powder and was fighting for my life. I thought the Kool-Aid man was going to burst through my door and try to give me the Heimlich maneuver. You know what you shouldn't have to fight for, though? A place to leave a comment, topic for discussion, or just a, hey girl, hey, I've got you covered, no need to fight. You can either visit the show's Facebook page, Ridiculous Ramblings, or the show's website, www.ridiculousramblings.com. If you see my little goofy duck lip picture, you're in the right place. Hopefully today has inspired you to check out some celebrity or viral recipes. If you do try any of them, let me know what you think. Or maybe you can suggest some for me to try as well. Just no shellfish, mango, kiwi, or grapefruit. Your girl's got food allergies. I never had an issue with these foods before until I hit my teen years. Did you know that your body can develop food allergies later in life? In fact, every 7 years, our body's chemistry changes. How did I find out I was allergic to shellfish? A first date gone awry. I was 16 and went on a double date with my cousin and his girlfriend to Red Lobster. Oh God, I still cringe to this day thinking about this. My date and I didn't have anything with seafood in it, but my cousin had the seafood Alfredo and was like, Amy, you gotta taste this. It's so good. So I just took a little bit of the sauce. I didn't even eat any of the meat. And I'm like, yeah, this is pretty good. And, you know, we went back to our regular dinner and we're getting ready to leave. And I think, you know, everything's going pretty good until the ride home. Oh, God. My date was driving and I started feeling really, really nauseous. First date jitters, maybe. Then came the cold sweats. Y'all, things were getting a little sketchy. My date looked at my even paler face and saw I was covered in sweat and asked, are you okay? I opened my mouth to tell him I wasn't feeling well, and the words did not come out. Oh, but the vomit did. I projectile vomited in this poor guy's car. It hit me so fast, I didn't even have time to respond. We both looked at each other in horrified silence and made a very quick pit stop to the gas station. After a few minutes of cleaning up, we hit the road with the windows down and started the awkward drive back to my house. I would love to say that the embarrassment ended there, but oh no, my loves, it was far from over. We pulled up to my house just in time for me to lunge out of the car and vomit all over my front yard. But I gotta give it to this guy. He was a trooper. He still walked me to the door and said good night. He did not ask for a kiss, nor did I offer one. And he texted me later to make sure I was okay. We even went on a second date. Not anywhere that served seafood, though. Now I'm an EpiPen girly and hyper aware when we go out to eat. I like to pull up the restaurant and look at their menu before we even get there just to check and see what, you know, is the probability of cross-contamination, because you can never be too careful. Case in point, just a few weeks ago, I had a little scare at work. Our boss had some bagels from Panera brought in, and I wasn't hungry, you know, first thing in the morning, but I snagged a bagel for later as a snack. So around 2 p.m., I was starting to feel hungry and decided to, give the bagel a go and see what was going on there. So I'm just snacking and, you know, doing my thing, and I get a phone call, so I put the bagel down, and I'm on the call, and I notice, man, my lip is kind of itchy. I think, you know, it's no biggie. It's winter. It's dry. Everyone is, you know, using extra chapstick and extra lotion right about now. But that's when I went to scratch my lip again and realized, oh, now it's swollen. Oh, great. And so is my chin and my cheeks. My face was not only itching, but it was on fire. I was starting to break out all over my face. It was above my eye. It was like going up into my hairline. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So my job does have an RN on staff. So I'm like, yeah, I probably need to go down and see the nurse, right? So I text my boss and I'm like, hey, I need to go down and see the nurse for a minute. She's like, okay, yeah, go ahead. So I get down there and she sees my face and she's like, what's going on? I said, I have never been so betrayed in my entire life. I ate a bagel and this is what happened. And she's like, oh yeah, we need to get you something real quick. So she gave me some Benadryl and some Allegra. And she's like, you know, in about 10 minutes, if you're not better, you probably should go to the emergency room or urgent care, depending on how the throat situation is. Like, are you itchy in your throat? Do you feel like you're having difficulties breathing? And I'm like, it itches, but I can still breathe. It doesn't feel like when I'm exposed to shellfish. So she's like, all right, 10 minutes. I'm setting a timer. Send me a message and let me know what's going on. So I go back upstairs to my desk and I'm like, okay, come on, Benadryl gods, do your thing. My face, oh my gosh, I could not stop scratching. So 10 minutes went by and I'm like, this has not gotten better. In fact, this has gotten a lot worse. My upper and lower lip were both swollen and the rash had started to creep down my neck onto my chest. And I'm like, oh crap. So I sent the nurse a message. I'm like, yep, gonna go to urgent care and, get this looked at. And she's like, good idea. So I walked over to my boss's desk. And I'm like, hey, so I'm not doing any better. I'm gonna go ahead and go. And when she looked up from her computer, she's like, oh my God, your face. And I'm like, yeah, tell me about it. So I made my way over to the urgent care and walked in. And when they looked at my face, they're like, are you okay? Were you in a fight? And I'm like, no, I'm having an allergic reaction to something. So very quickly, I was shown to a room and the doctor came in and she's like, oh my goodness. She's like, what? Like, what did you eat? And I'm like, a bagel. I've never been so betrayed. She's like, girl, that's a bad reaction for a bagel. And I'm like, well, I have some other food allergies. So I told her what my allergies were. And she's like, yeah, I think you had some cross-contamination going on. Let's get you hooked up. So she made a cocktail of Benadryl and cortisone. And how did one receive this cocktail? If you said a shot, ding, 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 winner, winner, chicken dinner. Oh, and where did that shot go? If you said tushy, oh, you are on a roll. You should play the lottery. So we added insult to injury. And about 45 minutes later, to make sure I was stable, I was on my way home to crash into that beautiful Benadryl bliss. I woke up about 2 hours later and, you know, it didn't look as bad. It was still pretty red and still itchy, but I could tell that the, you know, the spreading of the rash had stopped. So Very thankful for the quick reaction of the nurse at my job and for the wonderful medical staff at MedPoint over here on Ireland Road in South Bend. You guys are absolutely fantastic. So, it's been interesting. So, no bagels for a while. Trying to rule out any possible contaminations. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well. I hope today's episode encouraged you to try something new for your weekly dinner rotation or maybe for your late night snack fest. And hopefully my horrible first date experience made you laugh and didn't trigger your gag reflex. Enjoy that morning bagel and cream cheese for me on your way to work too, okay? You know, a bagel betrayed me, but I bet cake would never do that to me. Oh, one last thing before we go. This Friday, I will be doing my very first video podcast. On Fridays, I like to feature local artists and local bands. And this Friday, we're going to have a special guest, Brady Coase. So if you haven't done so already, head over to the show's YouTube channel, Ridiculous Ramblings, and hit that like and subscribe button so you don't miss out. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.